The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, and I am joined on the line by the incredibly capable James down at State Cinemas, filling us with the goodness of the entertainment at Nelson's independent cinema, State Cinemas, Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Hi, James. No pressure. You're here to entertain and inform.
Am I incredibly capable, or am I incapably credible? I don't know. But it's a lovely to be with you either way.
How's the last week been?
The week has been great. We had a fabulous response. So a big thank you to all of the staff and members of the public who donated to the PJ Day event we had at the weekend. We had, in the end, two big boxes full of brand new pajamas to send out to kids who might otherwise be going cold this winter. So it's just that's a big win. Thank you very much. Other than that, it's just all going on. The French Film Festival drew to a conclusion yesterday, Wednesday, as we're speaking. And it was a really successful event. So au revoir to the French Film Festival. And we have the Italian Film Festival around the corner. Au revoir to the French and ciao.
Ciao. Yeah, I'll go with ciao.
To the Italian.
Ah, yeah. And the Italian Film Festival, how long's that one planning to be running for?
That is a terrific question, and a question that I have the answer to at the tip of my tongue. It's running from the 25th of July to the 16th of August, and it's full of the creme de la creme of Italian cinema.
Great, and there'll be a good opening night. I'm assuming you will have the support of Stefano's on that one?
Yeah, it's always one of the events that we like to collaborate closely with our good chums at Stefano's. So they'll be involved in the opening night. There are some fabulous brochures available downstairs in the foyer for you right now as we speak, and tickets are going on sale next week.
All right, let's talk about some new releases. Have you got a couple lined up for this week?
Do we have a couple? No, we don't have a couple. We got six of them. Whew. All in a row, six little new releases. Actually, some rather big new releases. I probably don't need to tell anyone out there, certainly anyone out there that has young people in their whānau, that Toy Story 5 hits the screens starting today, Thursday, June the 18th. We're showing it mainly in 2D, but there is one 3D session, there is one 3D session every day, and that is happening at 3:15, I believe. Toy Story 5, obviously everyone knows Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Jesse, the whole gang are all back. But the antagonist in this one is Lilypad, who is a brand new tablet device that arrives with her own disruptive ideas about what's best for their kid, Bonnie. Mm. Will playtime ever be the same? It's got songs by Taylor Swift, so that's quite a big draw card for everyone. The voice cast remains... The key members remain the same, and quite right too. If ever Tom Hanks isn't Woody, then I'm stopping watching.
Yeah.
Fabulous film series. The first three are, I think, as good a trilogy of films as anyone has ever made. Godfather would have been up there, but part three really brought the score down. Mm. Toy Story 1 to 3, I think, are unimpeachably perfect.
Brilliant.
Toy Story 4, still a great film, less good. And Toy Story 5, I think, looks like a real return to the quality of 1 to 3. Similar themes, loss of innocence, childhood, tear-jerking for the parents as the loss of innocence for their children becomes apparent. Toy Story 5 out a couple of weeks before the school holidays, but will keep playing in the school holidays. Which brings me to a change that we're making here at State Cinemas. We have altered our family prices. Ooh. So a family, two adults and two kids, or one adult and three kids, can now come to the movies for just $50.
Nice.
Which makes coming to the cinema with your family affordable and possible, frankly. Because we're fully aware that the prices can add up. But at $50 for a family, and interestingly, importantly, $50 for a family plus $10 for every extra child you have in your family. So, you know, we're not discriminating against the larger families out there.
Nice.
It just means that people can come to the cinema, and that experience of bringing your kids to the cinema, it's such a beautiful one. I can remember driving home with the family, talking about who our favourite characters were in various films.
Yeah.
It's magic. So we're trying to make it sure that magic is available to as many people as possible.
Brilliant. Well done, State Cinemas. And yet, Toy Story 5... I think everybody's reasonably well aware of Mr. Buzz Lightyear and crew. Yeah, get down and check it out. Look, if you're an adult and you want to sneak in just to, you know, enjoy some childhood again, I think it would be well worth it.
Absolutely. During the school day in the next couple of weeks is your chance to get in without having lots of children around to ruin the experience for you. Yeah. So if you are an adult and want to come and see it without... you know, the attendant children.
Yep.
Nailed your opportunity. Yeah. It's playing multiple times today in cinema once on that big curved screen with a fabulous sound system, multiple times a day. Last session is at 7:45. I should say what probably doesn't need to be said, but it's a Disney Pixar film. As everyone knows, Pixar, as ever, is a byword for quality in animation.
All right, so big family movie out now, Toy Story 5, do check it out. All right, so you mentioned 6 new releases. Where do we go next?
Let's go to north of England in ye olde times. We're going to go with Hugh Jackman to the Lake District, I believe, in The Death of Robin Hood. This is a Michael Sarnowski film, very much an auteur, so, you know, responsible for the film from script writing, directing, producing. It's his baby.
Okay.
And Hugh Jackman is a producer in it as well, so it's very much a passion project. This is not Robin Hood as we know it. This is not the kind of fairy tale Disney Robin Hood. This is gritty. This is Robin Hood. At the end of his life, he's less, you know, robbing the rich to feed the poor. He's robbing the rich to keep himself stuff, you know.
Right.
So it's northern, it's dark, it's gritty, very talky. Hugh Jackman does a very, very good northern English accent. It also stars the ever wonderful Jodie Comer, who has never been bad in anything. It's a dark film. It's gritty. So it reimagines the Robin Hood tale as you, I was about to say, in a more realistic way. He's not a real character, he's a myth. But in the kind of grimy, dirty way in which he would have been in the Middle Ages, he says, hedging his bets, as to exactly when it says. It's kind of the 13th, 14th century, I believe. The Death of Robin Hood is a really interesting, thought-provoking film. As I've said, not the Robin Hood that you are used to. And as it is gritty and scungy and scuzzy, it'll be no surprise to you that it's an R16, and it's R16 for graphic, violent sex scenes and content that may disturb. The Death of Robin Hood is playing multiple times a day, every day. Really, really worth watching. A very, very high-quality film, and a film that has something to say, and a film that is possibly the Robin Hood for our times, which I will say nothing more of.
Definitely going to check it out, The Death of Robin Hood. And as you said, R16, so once again, if you're around that age, you're young looking, do bring some ID. They don't want to turn you away.
We certainly do not.
Okay, from Robin Hood, no longer the Prince of Thieves, where do we go?
He's very much not the Prince of Thieves. He's the Prince of Darkness, perhaps, in this version. We are now going to go to a film that's actually been out for a wee while now, but we have just started showing it here at State starting today, the 18th of June, Thursday, and that is Obsession, which I always think of as a perfume ad when I hear. It's not a perfume ad. It's a very, very gritty horror film. So Obsession is... We have talked in the last couple of weeks a lot about the amazing digital circus and about backrooms,
yes.
about this kind of new wave of films that come outside the traditional Hollywood machine. Obsession is very much part of that. It started off the director-writer, Curry Barker, started off making YouTube films and had great success with that. And this is his first big screen outing. And it proved incredibly successful, incredibly cheap to make and making a lot of money worldwide. So Obsession is about a chap in America who works in a record store, has a crush on his co-worker and childhood friend, but they are firmly in the friend zone, which is a feeling that you and I never had, I'm sure, Matt. But this chap comes about, he finds himself, his co-worker loses a crystal necklace, and he decides to buy another crystal necklace. So he ends up in a fake new age crystal shop, which, you know, I know a little bit about, as that was my previous job. And he finds in this new age crystal shop like a gimmick where a potion that can grant one wish.
Ooh.
The wish that he makes is for his co-worker to fall madly and passionately in love with him.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like a MacGuffin, right? It's a monkey paw thing. It's a setup that is fairly familiar to horror aficionados. And when you make your one true wish, you know, your one wish, we know that it's going to start well and end up not well. And that's exactly what happens here. So she starts off being wonderful and amazing. He's the happiest person in the world, but it quite quickly descends, and it has a very serious side. And, you know, it's talking about consent and horrible, like, stalking and themes that are very, very important and very well dealt with here, but remains a genuinely visceral horror film that will make people jump and scream. It's a really, really, really good example of horror films that have something to say, and which is why it's been such a success worldwide. Obsession is an R16. It's rated R16 for violence, horror, sexy, defensive language, suicide, and content that may disturb, playing multiple times a day. It has been out for a little while elsewhere, but it's your first chance to catch it here at State Cinemas.
Sounds good. Good. Couple of offerings for people who like the scarier side of life. So that's good. That's good. Nice to hear about that one. R16 again, ID required if you're around that age or kind of youthful looking. Okay, so, man, we're covering a bit of diversity so far. Where do you want to take us next?
Well, that diversity, which is, as we know, I say from a almost weekly basis, that diversity is something that I'm fiercely proud of. In our programming here at Space and Wealth. And I'm now going to take you to Bonnie Scotland. So the legendary actor Brian Cox, not the guy from D-Ring, but the guy from Succession. This is his directorial debut. This is a film called Glenrothen. So Brian Cox, it's a family saga. The father dies, and the two sons, one son has escaped to America to live, escaped, that's the wrong word, but has fled turbulent family dynamic and lived in America. And he comes back, he's invited back by his brother, Brian Cox, his character. The American brother is played by Alan Cumming, who's always fabulous, so really, really strong two leads here. Comes back from America to take over the whiskey distilling factory that the family has, and doesn't want to be there. It's an irascible relationship between the two siblings, but it's quite a feel-goody film. It's not particularly heavy. It's got, as I said, fabulous cast, starting from the two leads down through everyone else who's in it. Shirley Henderson, who's superb, story of a family reuniting and a family exorcising their demons, not literally, and coming together. Beautiful shots of the Scottish Highlands. That is Glenrothen, which is rated M for domestic violence and offensive language, and that is playing multiple times a day, every day. A real heartwarmer. Fabulous. Highly recommended. Come and see Glenrothen.
Nice, nice. And it's a good chance you're going to feel like sipping on a whiskey at the end of that. Probably all going well.
Absolutely, absolutely. A finer thing I can't imagine.
Hey, there you go. All right. Well, you're certainly throwing us through a few different genres and locations. So keeping us moving on this edition of At The Flicks, catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas on Fresh FM. Where do we go next?
We're now going to go, we're going to hop over there, the channel of water between Scotland and Ireland, to a film called Recreation. So this is based on a true story. It's a jury film, right? So it's like 12 Good Men. It's mm-hmm. uses as its structure the jury debating a crime. In this case, it's the crime of the murder of a French filmmaker in Ireland, the French filmmaker Sophie Toscan Duplantier. So the events in this film have been quite well discussed in pop culture and media. They were the subject of an incredible podcast series called West Cork. And this film really interestingly kind of delves down onto the machinations behind the trial of the Irish journalist who was accused of the murder of Sophie Toscan Duplantier. It's a really interesting film, very, very talky, played part of our British and Irish Film Festival to really positive reactions from the audience. Recreation is well worth seeing. It's playing in our smaller theatres, and that is playing multiple times a day. It's rated M for offensive language and contents that may disturb.
All right. Nothing quite like a bit of a court drama either. Looks good. And you can catch it at State Cinemas. The film called, what was it again? Recreation.
And they've you nailed that.
Yeah. Well, it was challenging because they've used a 3 for the old E in recreation. Hey, they've got a bit modern.
Recreation.
Oh, there you go. That might mean something. All right. So we are moving through a bunch of new releases at State Cinemas on this show called At The Flicks. James is informing us about some of the great movies down there. By my count in my head, we must have another movie or two to go.
We have just one film to go, which we'll launch into right now. So we're going to go from Ireland to Australia, to the outskirts of Melbourne. So we've got another horror film. This is Leviticus. And it's another small indie horror film that is making waves in the cinemas worldwide, actually. So Leviticus explores, it's about two young lads who strike up an unexpected connection and they kind of fall in love, which in a very conservative rural Australia is causes controversy in the community. Mm. So the film explores themes of conversion therapy. It's exploring how it's kind of the religion plays out with young gay love. Mm-hmm. It's really, really interesting. It's more of a love story. So the director is keen for it to be seen as more of a love story than an out-and-out horror. Having said that, a little bit like Obsession, whilst Leviticus is more than just jump scares, it does deliver as a horror film, right? It's pretty dark. Mm-hmm. It has got jump scares. It's got a bit of body horror. But it's also got something really important to say, and something fairly soulful to say.
Nice.
Leviticus, it's rated R16. It's rated R16 for violence, cruelty, offensive language, sex, and again, that our old friend, content that may disturb. That's playing twice daily, 1:20 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Another really interesting example of modern indie horror that has the people that are making these films know their tropes, right? They know how to frame a horror film, what beats have to be hit. But they're also saying really interesting things. And again, this can be seen in kind of that the trio of recent films of Obsession, Backrooms, and now Leviticus, that I don't know if it's a new wave of indie horror, but it's something. Let's coin that phrase. The cutting edge of the new wave of indie horror.
Ooh, all right. You need to you know, get a little R or something next to that, or a C or something. You need to register that one, James.
What are the letters? EM. Somebody, loads of letters.
Okay, look, I do think that it's great that horror has moved just beyond sort of schlock, sort of, you know, scares into a different realm. And I've got to say, Australians have made some damn scary movies.
I'm thinking Babadook. Fabulous film.
Yeah.
One of the very best.
Yeah, and I think Wolf Creek might have been another one. There has been a few that have been fairly edgy. Yeah, all right. Yeah, Leviticus. You can check out the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. Again, with the R16, bring some ID if you think you may be asked. And there's no embarrassment in showing ID. There's probably embarrassment in trying to talk your way in and unfortunately not being allowed through the door. So, bring some ID. Make it easy on everyone.
Well, we appreciate that. And those IDs are going to get a decent workout this week. We've got a few R16s going on, so bring them along.
Definitely. Is there anything you want to add before we say farewell for another week?
I have one final thing to say for the week, and that is Christopher Nolan's Odyssey is hitting the cinemas soon. Tickets are up on the website and available. It's a Christopher Nolan film, so it's going to be blooming brilliant. The Odyssey, I studied ancient history and archaeology at university, so I have mixed feelings about the Odyssey. Many, many late nights of trying to cram before exams and then finish essays at the last minute, so I'm a little bit triggered by it. But it's going to be, I wish this had been released, because I would have not needed to read the book.
Good stuff. Yes. But you had to be careful watching some of these movies and trying to bluff your way through exams, because sometimes the movies were wildly different than the source material and you got busted pretty hard.
Exactly. So I didn't have that opportunity to shortcut my research and reading. So my lower second class degree is evidence of that.
Ah, good stuff. Yeah, it does look good. Christopher Nolan, he can make a film. He's another one of these people who have a knack when it comes to cinema. And what an epic story. Looking forward to checking that one out too. James, thank you so much for your time again. This has been a good chance to catch up with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson, on another At The Flicks. We'll catch you same time next week, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Never a chore. Looking forward to catching all of these new films and talking about some even newer ones next week.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.